All right, here we are.
I'm back, baby.
We got an episode of bitchin'. I'm Instagramming the phone number. Call us now, live.
Yeah, or if you're listening, make a note and call us next time. Like, if you're listening on the pod, be like, oh, I should call. And you can call. We can talk about whatever you want. Whatever you want. We can talk about lighting, changing the lighting in your house.
Changing the lighting.
Maybe some rugs. We can talk about, what new Ferraris were just shown off not too long ago. We can talk about whatever you want. We can talk about turbocharged four-cylinder Porsche Boxster that eats the flat six Boxer Spider's lunch. We can talk about whatever you want. We can talk about this purified drinking water. It doesn't matter.
How about mixing yogurt? Mr. Nature.
Mr. Nature.
Look at this treat, Mr. Nature. Fucking hilarious. Hey, you went to Mexico, one of my favorite places. And did you see El Chapo? Oh, no, he got caught. But
well, I did an interview with Sean Penn.
Yes.
Who told me about his interview. Dude, we were about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours outside Puerto Vallarta.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico is so beautiful.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite. I've been everywhere. People always go, where should I go? And I'm like, oh, go to Todos Santos. And they're like, oh. They always look at me like, oh, I mean, something cool. I'm like, are you out of your mind? We're talking about like a 90-minute flight to next level shit,
yeah.
You know?
Go anywhere you want. Yeah. I mean, I would say not a border town. They're
nope.
Fine, but that you're missing out on what to see.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, I feel like Mexico was kind of created as a country the way that I would have built a city in SimCity, like the video game back in the day,
yep.
Where you find like the most primo piece of real estate, like beautiful oceans on both sides.
Yeah.
Always
awesome. A bluff. It's like always just perfect.
It's perfect. Awesome weather. It's like Southern California everywhere. But
incredible
with
food.
A little more humidity.
Incredible
great
food.
And then you start building this dope civilization. And then halfway through, you're like, you know what? This is good enough. And like, that's what, like there's some beautiful, like Mexico City's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then you get outside that and they're like, yeah, that's good enough. And then it's just like hanging out, which is great. Because America, we never stop fucking building. We're like, yep. This isn't good enough. We got to tear down Yankee Stadium to build new Yankee Stadium. And I'm sure some of that happens everywhere. But I just feel like Mexico got to a point where they're like, hey, this is great. And it's like, there are rules, but not really. But like,
yeah, it's my favorite. It's, first of all, I've been going to Cabo since 92. My band used to play the Cabo Wabo, Cabo Wabo.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go down, we'd play like a 18-day run.
Because
there's three different spring breaks, which I never knew.
Yeah.
You know, like these people have their spring break then, and then these people. So we'd go down there, and then like ships would come in. The cruise ships out of Cabo to the port there, and a whole new set of fucking college people would come in. All right!
Yeah.
You'd play for them, the ship would go out, and it'd just be this is back in 92. They didn't even have paved roads. It was dirt roads and cardboard fucking houses and shit.
That's where we were up off a dirt road. It was awesome.
Yeah. And so, and then it would be a ghost town and you'd just chill for a few days. Then the next ship would come in and it was like everybody put on their ship face, you know?
Yeah.
Like, here comes the kids, chiclets, and those little weird, wooden dolls they call
like
and stuff.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We got a call. Let's grab it. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Dean?
Who is this?
Hey, it's Ben out in Tucson.
Tucson Ben. How are you, buddy?
Good, brother. How are you?
Good. What are you doing today?
I'm fucking working, man. I assemble grills and wheelbarrows and patio furniture and shit at Home Depot.
Oh, well, at least you got a fucking job, right? You got health care?
You know, I got the option, but I have a kid, so I've been opting out. But I just turned 35 this year, so I know I got to start getting down with it. You know, that $200 a month is brutal, but yeah, I at least have the option, which is nice.
Yeah, man, I hear you. It's like, you know, get that health care. That shit's worth gold.
Here's a tip. I'll start sending blocks of heroin in grills at Home Depot. You take it out, okay?
Yeah.
Sell it on the side.
Then. Yeah.
Spicer the mule.
Yeah, that's all. What's your distro? Home Depot grills, bro.
Yeah. Well, so what are you up to today besides you're just working?
Yeah, man. I just saw your Periscope thing, and I was like, you know, I'm going to see how the boys are doing. How's everything going, fellas?
We're good, man. We're talking about Spicer's trip to Mexico. He took a family vacation.
It was more of a family
trip.
Well, it's not a vacation?
Well, that I don't know who's saying this is, but after you have kids, you no longer go on vacation. You go on trips.
Oh, all right. All right.
No, that's true. I got a 4.5-year-old daughter. It is that. Like, the only time that you really get to chill is once the babies are asleep, but you got to kind of stay in the hotel room. You know, you can't really... That's the only time you can get live with your lady and all that.
Yeah, but live quietly because you got a kid. Like, right. Like, all right, let's get crazy.
The quiet sex.
Yeah.
Actually, I've even taken my lady into the bathroom when she's sleeping in the other room at a hotel before. Sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah, the after party. I know it.
Whoa.
For show.
Wow. All right. My invisible wife. I take her all over the place. You got any questions today, man?
You know what, man? I was actually thinking about this. So I'm going to be heading down to L.A. to visit some family at the end of April. And I told them, since it's like the one chance I'm actually going to have, I mean, my whole family's going to be there. So I got babysitters all day. And I definitely want to come down to the store because I've never been. Me and my lady, we came and saw you guys at the Scottsdale Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah, I remember you guys now. Remember they drove out, Spice, to see us?
Oh, yeah, we chatted afterward.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it was cool. The only drag was, I love you guys so much, and I was a little hammered. I'm used to going to rock shows where I can kind of pace it out a little bit better, but I had a little too much to drink. Luckily, my lady drove us home, but I wished I would have been able to, because I had all this stuff I wanted to say, you know, talk to you guys about, but I was pretty, I was drinking those kilt lifters.
Yeah. So you should have brought a sack of Coke.
My question is, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You should have brought a sack of Coke, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. Well, and I did a little pre-drinking in the car. I brought a little Jack Deasy.
You gotta be careful. You're gonna end up with another kid here if you're not. Yeah. Your lady's gonna take you to the bathroom, and then one thing leads to another. Then you got a 4.5-year-old and a 0-year-old, and that's no one wants that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But so my question for you guys was, so I want to come down to the store, and I know that it's not like a regular comedy show where you can just kind of, hey, you know, take, because I know the lineups only come out like whatever every week or every other week or something like that.
Tuesdays.
Way in advance, right?
Yeah, they come out on Tuesdays. What happens is we call in on Monday, we give our avails, and then they give us the dates on Tuesday.
Okay, so you won't know shit until basically the week of.
When are
correct?
You coming? Because Spicer and I are, or no, Spicer's, wait, no, yeah, you're on that. Yeah, La Jolla?
Yeah, we're in San Diego.
Yeah, we're in San Diego 22-23.
Yeah.
When are you here?
I think it's the week after. I'm going to be there like the last weekend of April. I think it's like 28, 29, May 1st, something like that.
Yeah, all right. Well, just hit me on the Monday, the Tuesday, the 26th. I know 29, I'm going to be in Fresno, so I won't be there. But Saturday.
We talked about that before. That's where I'm from. We talked about Malibu Grand Prix and shit last time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm doing Fresno on the 29th, but I'm sure I'll be at the store one of the nights.
Cool, man. Well, I hope to see you guys because, you know, it's the Holy Grail. I hear you guys talk about it all the time, and I've never actually been. I really want to go.
Yeah, hit me up. I'll get you on the guest list, man. Even if I'm not on, you know, you got to go.
Cool, man.
Thanks. Well, thanks for calling.
For sure, man. Candles lit. Take care, fellas.
Candles lit.
Later.
So, all right, man.
Yeah. So how much that trip cost you?
Not very much. That's kind of why we went. We pulled my oldest out of preschool. It's just preschool, not that big of a deal. But we had friends that sent us this link, and it was like, hey, we're going here. And it was like this awesome house right on a private beach.
Yeah.
You know, like 2 hours outside.
Airbnb or something?
No. So they're somewhat like our friend's uncle owns it.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know any. They sent this thing like, hey, we're doing this. We have it all paid for. It sleeps other families. Do you guys, like, you know, like seven families. We invited a couple of friends. Do you guys want to go? And I sent Amanda, my wife, the link, thinking she'd be like, oh, I don't know if I have the vacation. And I sent it to her, and she was like, yes. So it cost us a flight. They had everything else taken care of. It was, they had a full-time,
how big was the
a full-time chef.
Whoa.
Cooking three meals a day plus hors d'oeuvres and making drinks and cleaning up after you. I'll show you. I'll see if I can pull it up and hold it up to the webcams, too, so people can
see. Now, where were you out? An hour outside of where?
Hour and a half outside Puerto Vallarta.
And did you... Now, you fly into Puerto Vallarta, and then you rent a car?
No, they had a
shuttle?
Their own limo service
wow,
from the house that
that's
came in.
Great.
It was a big van, but
still though, you don't have to worry about like some kind of fucking took a wrong turn.
Yeah, and they try to get you. So we got off the plane and you know, like we knew the instructions. It was like we're gonna go meet with Juan or whatever.
Yeah.
And he has a sign, it'll be whatever. And then you walk off and before you get to where people that are there to meet you are there, they're all this is at the Puerto Vallarta Airport. They're all like the free to hire shuttles or whatever, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, and they're like, out there. Hey, I'm supposed to pick you up.
And he goes, hey. And my wife's like, no, we're waiting for Juan. We know we're meeting Juan. And he goes, I am Juan. And the guy's name was Juan because of course it was Juan.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I got you guys. Come on over here. And I kind of looked at her. She looked at me. We're like, well, we'll figure it out. We walk over there. And the next guy's like, where were you guys going again? And he like pulls out his phone. He's like, I have it here somewhere, but I just can't find it.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
it's just
yeah.
like, fuck you, buddy. And
then they got that shit down there.
Yeah, we just
it's a survival.
Yeah.
You know.
So this, let me turn up the brightness so you can see it. Yeah, it's such a everything's a hustle, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, it's just crazy. So I'll show it to you, then I'll show it to the webcam. So that's the place.
Oh yeah.
With the infinity pool.
Yeah.
The,
is that like a private beach or there's some shit around there?
No, a private beach and like a little cove. Aaron, what's my cam?
Yeah.
This one?
The taller one.
This one?
Did you and your lady do it on the beach?
Can you see that at all? Is that there?
No, it's too bright.
Oh, well. Did you guys do it on the beach?
Instagram.com/Christian Spicer. No beach sex. Beach, I'm not a fan. Like, I'll get down with some weird stuff.
Yeah, we got to call.
We'll get back to it. Yeah.
Hey, man, you're on the air. Who's calling?
I love it. This is Tyler Page. Is this Dean?
Yeah, buddy. Where are you calling from?
Calling from New Hampshire.
Oh, badass. New Hampshire's good, dude, man.
Thanks, man. We love you on the East Coast, and I love your podcast and first-time caller. Who else is there with you?
Spicer today.
All right, and I'm not listening to this live. So,
that's okay. We're just talking about anything you want to talk about.
All right, great. And I love the info on The Rock, so I've got a Rock question for both you and Spicy, and that would be, let's say 1955 till present, you could be any member of any band, any instrument. Who would it be? Both of you guys. Lead singer, guitar, keyboards, drums, you know, whatever.
I mean, I'd be Bono or Grohl.
Yeah. I'd be Jimmy Page.
Or maybe Prince. Fuck, Prince. I go back. Yeah. It's Prince. It's definitely Prince. Sorry.
Yeah, but
Prince.
What era Prince?
That's the beautiful thing. I was thinking like, oh, Bono's great, but U2's great. But it's like Prince is, he released two albums this year and they sound totally different.
Fucking great. I would be Jimmy Page, you know? I mean, I'd just be shooting heroin. but I know I don't die, you know? So if you know, say you're a heroin addict, you play the dopest Les Paul ever and you're just flying around and you're giant plane with a fireplace in it.
Yeah, but I'm Prince and I'm playing guitar that looks like the logo that I changed my name to.
Well, no, he has another one too that looks like semen.
Yeah, yeah.
That one he played on the Sign of the Times, it just looks like a fucking piece of semen. I love it.
And then I can be born again and still rock out. Yeah, definitely. What? Who are
yeah,
you?
What? Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, good question. I mean, you know, live fast, die young, Kurt Cobain probably.
Wow.
Did you just compliment your own question? Like, you asked us the question? That is a good question.
But you die, you know?
Yeah, I do die, and you guys were both alive, so you have that going for you. So based upon that, if I still have to be alive, I mean, your choices are both great. I mean, I'm thinking about some other big names out there, people that are still doing it. You know, really any living member of the Stones that's still playing.
Yeah,
McCartney,
Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right? You know what? You know, it's tough because I'm thinking about Neil Young. You know what? Fuck it, Keith Richards.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they invented some kind of thing where you could just actually, like it's a hologram, but you could live like a year in this hologram in that time. Like it's a time machine and hologram. You become somebody else. So you just pop back into France and they're recording Exile on Main Street at Keith Richards' mansion, and you're water skiing during the day, and you're shooting dope at night, and you're writing ventilator blues and fucking that kind of shit, man. You know, loving cup.
I love it. So maybe even to take the question a step further, you've got to be the person that you chose for 1 year of that time frame.
Yeah, you pick the year. Mine would be the Exile year, of course. including the tour.
What if you're Jimmy Page, though? What if you're Jimmy Page and which Prince? Which Jimmy, which Prince? What years?
Purple Rain. Purple Rain Prince, 100%. Yeah. Great album. You're a movie star for a year. Oh. Great outfits. You're killing it. That's the pinnacle of Prince.
Yeah, and also I think he's fucking Apollonia at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, you know, just perfect boobs. You know?
Right. And it's, and so it's like 1984. And what about you, Dean? What about for Jimmy Page? What year?
Absolutely the bloated era of like 77, because that's when all the money's happening also. So they've got the jet, they've got the money, and they're at the complete peak. Then they're playing Dan the Green. There you go. I get to play Dan the Green. They play the last show ever in the States in 77. So
Paul McCartney would be my backup.
He had those great pants that year, if you can remember. You know?
Dragon pants.
I just thought of...
Right, those poppy pants, the dragon pants, all of it. Those are great choices.
Of Paul McCartney.
Me, Keith Richards,
and that would be...
I think Dean hit it.
The year...
on Main Street, like early 70s, 71.
The year the Beatles come to America, you're Paul McCartney. You're still alive now. You've had some messy divorces.
Yeah.
But you are hands down the best left-handed guitar player ever.
He plays bass.
Yeah, it's a guitar.
And by the way, guys, love what you're doing. And I was thinking for quite a while the question I was going to ask. So I'm glad it ended up being a good one. But I'll let you guys get on doing what you're doing. But I appreciate it. You guys are much love.
Thanks, man. Candles lit.
All right.
Later.
Take care.
Yeah, that's a good one. Man, I went down the rabbit hole yesterday of Purple Rain and then fucking Morris Day and the Time. And
Man, Morrissey would be good too.
Morrissey.
I know it's not. That's where my brain went.
Yeah, so it's just like when I say pick when I was doing the dream bands.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's not really that hard, though, if you want to be alive. And you just pick one of the most outlaw dudes and figure, like, how about if you could be Evel Knievel for 1 year?
No way, man. That's so much pain. Even in his best year.
I know.
That's
but
so
man,
much pain.
Just to feel the fucking fear. Like, I was reading that, or I saw it on a documentary. I went to documentary. I saw the Evel Knievel documentary. If you haven't seen it, see it. But he was scared every time.
Of course he was.
He was like, I know I'm crashing.
Yeah.
What a fucking nut.
It's insane. And even when you land, he wasn't, like, you can ride on the biggest piece of shit bike that there is today, and it's far more comfortable than what he was jumping in. Like, even when he lands, his nuts are going up into his throat. At no point is he like, that was comfortable.
Yeah, right?
It's insane.
You got to pick something that's, like, really radical, though. You know, like Jimmy Page, I think, or Keith Richards, Prince.
Well, if you brought an Evel Knievel, I would throw like Mario Andretti into the mix of like, that dude had his bang ups, but lived a great, fast, fucking dangerous life, but also wasn't wrecking every time he jumped a fountain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was fucking driving fast as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting thought of like, some machine where you just pick the year and then the body you go into.
It's almost
a good movie.
It's a real life version of Quantum Leap.
Yep.
Right? We're like,
yeah. Remember that other movie, Dreamscape? It was, you remember that one, Aaron? Dreamscape.
No. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it had the guy from the Warriors on it.
Okay.
Warriors, come out and play. But that was the one, like, if you fell asleep, the other guys would try to kill you. It's kind of like
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, but you go into different eras and stuff. I forget what the full thing was, but. Imagine if you could just take some kind of pill and then you just slip off into sleep and you wake up, you're Keith Richards, 72. You're just all of a sudden, you just got a guitar on and mix back there like, sounds good, mate, but maybe throw some fucking acting.
But you have to have the skill to be able. See, it's weird when you get into these obviously never going to happen fantasies, right? Because now you're in that moment and it's like a fake recreated moment, but you also have to have the skill to go along with it. But then, like, if you do something different, what happens to that moment? You're not actually affecting history.
Right.
But, like, maybe in that fake year you live, you and Mick break up and your year sucks because you fucked up.
Yeah, or you OD.
Yeah.
There's a famous story, and I don't know if it's true or not, but John Lennon flies over to France to Keith Richards' house while they're recording Exile, and they're just doing drugs, and Lennon's like, yeah, man, let me get some of that heroin, and Keith's like, nah, you don't want to fuck with this, dude. This is like pro guys shit. He's like, oh, I can fucking do that, you know? Yeah. And he's like, no. So he does it, and he just immediately gets all sick and passes out. He just leaves like the next morning. He's like, I told you, dude, you can't fuck with the pros. I can imagine. Like, you're just around someone. Yeah, let me try some of that.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Yeah. I mean, that shit still is happening, right? I mean, there's enough people are doing heroin that.
Bigger than ever, I'm reading everywhere. And it's like huge in like these white like full blown rich people's neighborhoods and stuff. We got a call, let's grab it. Hey, car call. What's up?
Oh, hey Gene, what's up, man? How's it going?
Who's calling?
This is Hunter. I'm from Texas.
You're what?
Texas. Are you at South By? What part of Texas?
What's up?
What part of Texas?
East Texas, actually, the worst part.
Houston, is that what you said?
East Texas, like Houston, Dallas.
Oh, got it. East Texas. Okay, so you're sitting in a swamp right now, more or less, right?
yeah, pretty much, man. You know, basically, split between Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah.
Word. You got a question?
Sure, man. I'll go with like a really generic metal question. Metallica or Megadeth?
Well, Metallica, of course. You know?
Oh.
It's not even a comparison. You got fucking Metallica released some of the most iconic metal records ever. Megadeth is like, you know, in like fourth or fifth for me. Not maybe even like six or seven.
Oh, absolutely, man.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. You're breaking up. Anyway, so let's get back to your Mexico trip. So you finally find the right limo guy?
Yeah. We get the guy. We ride in the van. The kids were super awesome. I mean, it's a long fucking travel day for young kids.
How long's the van ride? An hour and a half?
Yeah, it's about an hour 40, something like that. I mean, it's a highway, but like a Mexican highway. You know what I mean? It's just everything's different. We're going through the mountains and kind of winding. But, it was perfect. Like, it's hard to top, and then it's hard. You're like, when you're tired and you get there, and there's like a thing of fresh squeezed orange juice, fresh off a tree, coconut, and just like, oh, do you want a daiquiri or whatever? And then there's an infinity pool that goes out to a private beach, a little cove, and then a sunset happening.
Now, how many people are there?
Eight.
Eight? So it's your family and another family?
I think my family, of another. Married couple, their kid, her brother, girlfriend, another two friends, and then two older like parents. I think that's right, eight. But it was, I mean, life is so short that like a lot of times I would get invited to something like that, and I'd be like, you know, a week off of stand up, this is pilot season, I got to be in LA, blah blah blah. And there's times that's true, but also at the same time, like I'm so fucking glad. It was just like a week of relaxing.
Totally.
They had internet, so I was still iMessaging with you. you were just there not too long ago, though, for...
did some comedy, did a corporate gig.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that place. I haven't been to, like, Puerto Vallarta or Mazatlan or any of that. I always go to the Baja, you know, which is basically just Malibu.
Yeah, no, 100%.
All the way down, fucking past San Diego. It's just Malibu, but with no one around.
That's what's crazy to think about, too, and It can get sad and depressing if you think about, like, people that want to move countries and we can't because we have this socioeconomic, political, whatever. But, like, it's crazy that these two countries were founded about the same time.
Yep.
Or discovered.
Yeah.
Taken from the natives about the same time.
Discovered.
And the climate is very similar for, like, the lower half of the U.S. and much of Mexico.
Yeah.
And then watching these two places develop just totally, totally fucking differently.
Totally.
Just totally differently. And not for any reason other than like circumstance and whoever was in charge at the time and, you know, whatever happens. Because the Baja is so beautiful.
It's incredible.
And so natural still.
Yep.
Where in like Malibu, there's nothing. Like the only places that are natural are like the preserve that the government says have to stay that way. Everything else is built the fuck up. Baja, you can get lost. You can get lost in the Baja.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love stuff like everything that they do there. It's really laid back. I love the siesta, you know, that is like, I mean, America should pick that up because I think that if we had siesta, like, people would be so much more chill. There'd probably be way less crashes on the freeway on the way home. Because people, you know, you're just like, every day at 3 o'clock, they take a nap.
Yeah.
And the whole town shuts down, you know, and you're like, this is right.
Yeah. When I was in Italy, they do the same thing there. Or in Spain, you know, they have a long fucking lunch in the middle of the day and then take a siesta. And there was a commercial, might have been 3 years ago now, like a Super Bowl commercial. And it was for Cadillac. And it had this guy like walking through his house, and I think it was for a hybrid or electric Cadillac. I don't know, whatever.
It was Cadillac, yeah.
Yeah, and he's walking through his house, and he's like basically dissing the French. He's like, you know, they have a man. They're only allowed to work 38 hours a week, and they have 12 weeks vacation. Oh, not me.
Yeah.
I work every day. 80, and it's just like that. And part of that is cool because America does. We work hard. We build a lot of cool shit. We invent a lot of cool shit. But also, it's like, our life expectancy is less than every other Western developed world.
Yeah.
And they seem to be having great lives. And what the fuck are we doing? Like, let's take naps. Let's get hammocks.
Yeah.
Let's slow the fuck down.
Yep.
Take a siesta, man.
I go siesta every day. It's crazy. Like, because that's the perfect time when LA turns into a shit storm. I don't do it at three. I go nap 4:30 to 6:30.
Yeah.
You know, then I get up and restart over, and I get back out on the road about 7:30 when all the fools are off, you know, 7:38. And it just feels right. I'm just at the house chilling, you know, because after that, I'm going to be out till 3 a.m.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, all right.
After your nap, do you change clothes? Is it like restarting the day, or do you change into pajamas for a nap?
I go straight up just like sweatpants, out cold.
Yeah.
And then wake up and I kind of restart over again. It's like, now I'm going to work.
Right, yeah.
You know, now I'm going to do comedy and that whole thing. So it's a whole different. Also, I used to roll like 2-3 days, no showers, you know, like back in the rock days. Now I just don't go that at all.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care if you are. It's kind of gross.
It is gross. Like, well, in rock, you're just like, you know, everyone stinks. You're in a van. But when it's just you, you're like, man, my car stinks or whatever. My house stinks. You know, it's you.
Yeah.
Sometimes this is the funniest. You ever like wear your jeans for like 6 weeks and then you take a shower one day, you come in the room to put them on. You're like, whoa, you can smell them?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Febreze, man.
It's the jean thing. It is because you need to take a break from them. And I do subscribe to the philosophy of not washing your denim very often, and you know, living in them, breaking them in, and really living in them. That's what makes it fun and makes them yours. But when you do, you need to take a break from them after you live in them for a while, and then do that. It's the room test. Like, walk back in, and if you can smell your own shit, know that everyone else was smelling your shit for the past 2 weeks. You'd walk in and be like, fuck.
You're like that fucking bad airplane seat you get after the dude that doesn't shower. You ever get on that seat? I've talked about it before, and you just get on, now you just smell like that guy.
Yeah.
And you're fucked. Like, these are the jeans I'm wearing on this whole trip of comedy.
That goes back to Mexico, too, where I love our country. America is great. I also love traveling and love other countries. And the times I feel most embarrassed to be an American, and it's not the majority of Americans, but there's that vocal minority of the kind of person that stays at the all-inclusive.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm eating everything.
And just like, fucking, was it plain board? And they're like, you know, everything they do is shitty. They like carry on three things and put them all in the overhead, even though one should be under the bin. They man spread like a motherfucker on the thing. They don't give up the armrest. And when they get there, they're like, ha, 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 look at this Mexican. This is only 10 pesos? I'll take 100. Ha, 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 ha. And you're just like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Like, most of us aren't that way, but you are such an asshole that
you
all of us get
labeled. Mark us. Yeah, mark us.
We get covered with your stink. It's the same as sitting in someone's stinky airplane seat.
Yeah.
And you walk off, like, through customs, and that dude was, like, three people in front of us.
Yeah.
And he just goes, we're standing there. He literally goes, Mexico customs, what's that? Tortillas?
Wow.
I was like, please detain this piece of shit.
That's why I don't like Cabo.
Those are those people.
I never go to Cabo anymore. I go to the other side, which is Todos Santos.
Yeah.
And also this new spot I like where the self-edge guys are, the Flores Farms. But unfortunately, you have where I'm going, I have to fly with the Cabo people. And it's such a fucking nightmare. Because here they come, and especially the girls that come on, and they're like texting, and they've got like a big hat on already, and like some yoga mat they're bringing, like they're going to do yoga. And they just fucking boom, boom, down the plane thing. And then their friend's like three seats up, and they're like, Carol, are we going to go to Baba when we get there? And they're like yelling.
Yeah. Jen, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Jen. Jen. I'm sorry, that's my friend Jen back there.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst. And then the dudes come on, and they're like thinking, yeah, let's try to get laid on the plane. You know, they think like, Mile High Club. Yeah. And they got like a tribal tattoo, and they're wearing like a mesh tank top.
Yeah, already in a mesh
tank
top.
And they got thongs on, you know, and they're just fucking, yeah, man, all right. Hey, where are you guys staying? It's like, dude, fucking, it's 8 in the morning.
They're the same guys. If you don't fly internationally, fly to Vegas, and you will see. And again, even still, the majority of people at Cabo aren't this way. But these shitty Americans, it's like you have two of them on a plane, and you feel like it's everybody. It's so oppressive and so shitty.
Even when I drank gallons of booze, I was never that frat guy style. Like, I never understood that. I was more just kind of like, fucking, man, we are tanked, huh?
Yeah.
You know, like, where are we going? That kind of thing. But fuck, man. It's just, and then those people have kids.
Ugh.
You know, they end up having kids. And it's just like, I remember a couple of days ago, I was doing a joke in San Jose. I said, yeah, I was in Toledo, Ohio, and there's two frat guys there talking, which I didn't even know still existed. And like, frat guys? And this guy goes, yeah! And I go, see, that's a frat guy right there. Just like, yeah, fuck yeah, man! Paka kaka baka, whatever his fucking frat was called. Just, and then he came up after me all happy. He's like, man, I'm the frat guy, dude, yeah. It's like, wow.
That's like what we know. And even still, that's the hard part about it. Because a lot of fraternities are great organizations that do a lot for charity, but you got to just like purge out that 10% of just these pieces of shit. And these guys too, the guys that do this, they never can really afford to live the way they're projecting to live.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're like, oh yeah, shots all night. We're getting crazy up in here. And then they get in their like 1996 Hyundai Elantra, or not, or they're renting a, you know, they're paying out their nose for a Corvette that they can't afford.
Yeah.
And like they're up to their eyeballs in debt, and like nothing makes sense. And they have to go home and just like cry while they masturbate. But they put on this like, everything's great. This is amazing. This is all good. And they wear all the fucking nightclub bracelets. Like, dude.
There's a guy in each form of humans that are like that. There's the construction guy.
Sure.
Most of them, fantastic people.
Yeah.
Building shit. Really know what the fuck they're doing. But then there's that one guy just fucking, I'm construction guy.
Yeah.
Then you got the frat guy. And then you've got the fucking, you know, you've got the, even the rock and roll, like, rock and roll party! You're like, whoa, you know, like, there's all different fucking.
Comedy too, man.
Yeah, comedy, yeah.
I did a late night, I did a show last night, and then when I was done, I rolled over to a late night mic, and this guy just came up, and he just, he talked about how he was quitting comedy. He's like, I've only been doing it a year and a half, but in that year and a half, I've done over 800 mics. So that's like, that's 10 years of your shitty career. And you, fuck you. And you have the balls to tell me that I'm not funny? What the fuck are you, dude? And it's just like.
It sounds like a guy I know that you're doing right now.
and then he's like, what? And I guess you guys, what, you want to hear jokes? And then he just told a super racist statement.
Yeah.
That was not a joke.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like, sorry, as I hit the table. Even in comedy, it's like the thing I love the most with some of my favorite people in the world is just like, yeah, that guy ruining it.
Yeah. Yeah, almost. Man. And it, you know, there's also the parents. I hate shitty parents where they think everyone's life needs to change because they're coming with their kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got kids here, and it's like, yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, those are like the mom, you know, that just, so you know, she She's in over her head, and she expects you to fucking just be like, oh, yeah, here, let me do that for you. It's just like, fuck, man.
Like, as a parent on that, like, to me, it just goes down to being a good citizen and being respectful. Where, like, the person with the kids, you can't expect... You're on a plane or you're at a Chili's, like this. You're at a public place where adults do shit too.
Yeah.
And you can't be like, you said shit. Ugh, have a kid. Yeah. You brought your kid out into the real world. They're going to experience stuff. So as a parent, you need to be a good citizen and not be overly concerned with shit. And then as a person, as when I'm out with not my kids or whatever, you know, it's just be considerate of others. Like if I do see a kid, I'm not going to be like, and I had just foam just coming out of my cup. Like you don't don't be a dick either way, but. Far too often now, I'm just getting old is what this is. Get off my, but it's just like, be considerate of other people.
Yeah.
I did a show in San Diego, like the day I got back. So I got back and then went down to San Diego. And I took the train because I was able to, and I didn't want to drive after fucking flying from Mexico all day. And like, I'm sitting at it's like an Amtrak coaster that goes there and back. And so I'm waiting to get back. And
how much is that?
It's like $35
each way.
It's too expensive, but they had Wi-Fi and I did work.
That's pricey, right?
So, but I'm sitting there waiting to get back on the train. And in San Diego, the way the station works is you get in line outside and then, you know, they say, oh, you can go in. And then they open the thing. And then it's like maybe a 100-meter walk onto the train. And we're all sitting there in line, politely in line, waiting. And then they open the thing. We all kind of walk in line. And then these two fucking douchebag dudes like start like pushing past people. To get on, like, what are you doing?
Just we're all in line here.
Yeah, like, this is a thing. Like, you're not gonna, and it's just be it's respectful insane. Of other people, and that goes both ways. So when you have a kid, chill out a little bit, and when you don't, just how did we get here, Dean? I don't know. Get off my fucking lawn, everybody. Get the fuck off my lawn.
All right, let's just change the subject then. Basil World. I guess it's Basil World.
Can we get a picture of a butthole? I just need something to. I need a palate cleanse.
Basil World's on the 17th. Which show? Today's my mom's birthday. I just called her. 72. Man, I want to live to be 72.
How old's Paul McCartney?
I don't know. But
about
mom's 72 today. Called her up.
Is Paul single? Is he looking to...
No, he's not single. He's got that new lady.
You got a new lady. Well, happy birthday to your mom.
Yeah, how cool is that? 72, called her up. She's, I said, she always, like, rescues and adopts dogs. Like, so she's, I mean, it's like she had French, I got her a French bulldog for her birthday years ago. That one passed away. Remy dog. That was his name, Remy dog. But she's got, I go, so what dogs you got right now? And she's all, oh, I got the one-eyed pug. She's got a one-eyed pug. And she's like, she had a pug before Oscar, two of them, Oscar and Amy, and they passed away. They were like 15 finally. But she goes, this is the funniest thing. It's missing an eye. And she goes, if you look at him the right way, he looks like Oscar. You can't tell he's missing an eye. So he's just perfect. And then the other way, he's missing an eye. Which sounds like my joke, you know. But how about that? He looks perfect. But if you look at him the other way, he's missing an eye.
I picture your mom like, all right, you got to stand over. Buddy, you got to stand over there.
She said she doesn't even know. Yeah, he doesn't even know he's missing an eye. It's like, I think he does when he looks at the other dog like, hey, what's that? You got two eyes? You know, I only got one. What is that? And the other one's like, you're fucked.
Well, I think dogs in general, I don't know. Have we talked about this before? Like, they're really smart animals.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, when I'm at home and I have my phone and I stream music wirelessly to speakers.
Yeah.
What the fuck does my dog think happens?
Yeah.
Like, we're just hanging out on the couch. All of a sudden, it's just like, da-da-da. And, like, my dog's just like, oh, this is, it's the fucking AC/DC clouds are rolling in. Like, what do they think is happening?
I don't know. I love
like,
dogs.
A TV they see.
How old's your dog?
Flashing. 8 years old.
Eight. And where did he go while you're on vacation?
We have a dog walk, like a person that comes over to the house and checks in and takes care. It's super, it's been great, not very much money.
Yeah.
Loves the dogs. I do love, my dog right now is a purebred chocolate lab.
Yeah.
My first purebred. We've always done adopting or rescues growing up. I do, and which I love and I will do again, but I do think those, like car magnets or whatever, it's like a paw print and it says like who saved who kind of thing. And it's like, adopt a dog. And I get the point, and I believe in the sentiment behind it, but I think the message is funny. It's like, who saved who? Well, unless the house you lived at, the people there were threatening to kill you unless you adopted a dog. Like, you saved the dog.
Dog
was scheduled to die on Friday. You were still going to go to Starbucks on Friday.
I do that bit where I say, you know, don't rescue a dog if you need to be rescued. You know, some people just, their whole fucking life's in shambles. Yeah. And then they go, I know what'll fix it. This dog.
It's better than having a baby.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. I know. But I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, it's fucking dogs I guess because of me, like, I mean, growing up, people just had those outside dogs. I never understood that. Their dog was just always in the backyard. You'd be at the house and you'd be like, hey, is that your dog? Yeah, he just lived outside. He's just looking in all the time like a wild dog.
They don't have like a doggy dog. Yeah, it's just nothing. Like, why do you have a fucking dog?
Yeah, I never understood that. The outside dog. Unless you lived on a fucking ranch where they're like, you know, they're rounding cattle and stuff. But
the dog likes it. The dog's staring in the fucking window. Yeah. The dog loves being outside. The dog's tapping on the glass.
Don't have a dog. Basically, they're like, we want a dog, but we don't want it to fuck up our house. So you live outside. And it's just like, that's fucking brutal. That's so 70s. It can't go down now because later people report like the neighbors, they've had a dog and for 6 weeks it lived outside. It'd be just gone. You know what I mean? They'd just take your dog.
Yeah, I think people don't realize the work it's going to be. Like, oh, I want a puppy. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to get a dog. And it's like, it is fun, but you better walk your dog. You better take care of your dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you live on the fifth floor of a walk-up.
Yeah.
Fine. But like, you're getting up at 2 a.m. to let your fucking dog out.
That's why I only want a dog that I can bring places. You know, like, I just want to eventually be able to bring a French bulldog on the road.
Yeah.
Ron White style.
Wrap it over your shoulders.
Yeah,
and
just fucking cruises. Yeah. He just chills, you know?
Yeah.
French bulldogs chill.
Yeah.
They just sit over there like, hey.
Yeah.
Is it your dog chill now? He's 8?
Yeah, I mean, she gets excited around, she loves people, but, you know, she could be, like, go to the hospital and be, like, a therapy dog and, like, get pets and stuff like that. She's pretty chill. You can get her hyped up. We call it when she gets the crazies.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love when dogs, and French Bulldogs probably do this too, but she's a chocolate lab, 80-pound, you know, English lab, so stockier than tall, but still, like, a big fucking dog.
Yeah.
And I love when dogs, they get excited and, like, they bend down. And like their butts are sticking up and their heads are like, oh, I don't know what's happening.
I'm coming at you.
Yeah. Something's about to go down. Something's about to go down. It's great. They're the best. Who saved who?
Yeah. Who saved who? It's an AC/DC song. Right. They should fucking use that as their song.
I want to start a band and I want it to be called Mr. Nature.
Mr. Nature.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Mr.
Nature. Oh man, I was eating those acai berry bowls.
Acai.
Acai. Is it acai or?
Oh yeah. Are you better? I was gone for a week. You're not dead. Congrats. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the doctor today.
Fuck. Yeah.
But that's gone.
Okay.
Oh, you gotta hear this. So I've been eating fucking super clean.
Yeah.
Like since January 1st. Since I moved, really, because they got that fucking juice joint behind my house. So I'm over there, I'm doing the green juices, I'm doing some raw ginger shots, and then I start eating those acai berry bowls or acai, whatever you want to call them. And then when you see me after like 3 weeks, my whole insides are fucking, I mean, I'm thinking I'm dying. So somebody I was eating dinner with said, hey, what does that berry do anyway? Why do you eat it? I go, I don't know. They say it's good for you. You know, which is hilarious how I don't even research it. It's just like, this is great for you. Do it.
Yeah.
So I Wikipedia the berry. And then this comes up on WebMD. Risk of acai berry causes high blood pressure, ulcers, or intestinal bleeding. That's exactly what I had. Like, my whole insides were just burning up. And high blood pressure. Here I'm trying to eat fucking healthy, and I'm almost dying from this thing. It says, if you're using the acai berry, check with doctors before getting an MRI, because it possibly could interfere with the test. And, you know, it's all bad.
You got to get back on gummy bear stat. What the fuck are you doing, man?
Like, I'm fucking eating good and I feel worse. I think it's like that old Lemmy thing, like when he was going to stop meth. They're like, if you stop, you'll just die.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my body was into shock. Like, what are you doing? You're like, it's just coated with gummy down here. Now you're throwing this acai berry in there and they're battling. It's melting the gummy. And I'm like, you know what I mean? The gummy is just, and oh my God, it was just, and then I stop eating it. It goes away.
Oh, great.
But now I've got like, I don't know if I told you I was going to therapy. Like they said, like, and I got a massage. And it fucking, like, started hurting here again. And I think, like they pressed too hard on the ribs. And it's, like, right in here, it's fucking hurting. Like, when I sit down, my fat belly presses it. We got a call. Let's grab it. Hey, you there? What's happening?
Yo.
Yo.
Hello, Dean.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ryan in Detroit.
Detroit Ryan. What's happening, buddy?
Man, I just wanted to see what you think about all this AC/DC nonsense. I know you talked about it earlier in the week.
Yeah.
But read some new stuff today that's a little bit discouraging.
It's unbelievable. If anybody hasn't read it, which I think everybody has if you're an AC/DC fan, I guess Jim Brewer went over to Brian Johnson's house a few days ago while he was in Florida. And basically... Now Brewer said today he issued a statement that he said he was exaggerating a little, but basically they just, Brian called the band and said, hey, my hearing's a little shot. We got to see what's going on. And the next day he sees he's out of the, or not out of the band. They're canceling the dates and they're going to get a guest singer and his luggage was on his driveway.
That's crazy.
That is fucking crazy. You know?
Yeah.
36 years. And really kind of pulls the curtain down behind this and exposes this not so what you think it is, a blue collar, we're bend till we go. They were one of the few that you really felt like that was it. These are our guys and you know, we rock on, you
yeah.
know? But now and I'm really interested if Brian told Brewer and maybe so Brewer could get the word out a little bit, because maybe Brian has a hush policy, like he signed something where he can't talk, you know? You there?
It just reminds me about, you know, somebody that you've looked up to your whole life and then finding out they're a monster. And, you know,
yeah, it's
you've, got Nugent out in Detroit, and obviously he's kind of like, buried his reputation in the trash and
right.
all these other people who you find out truly suck. Hopefully that's not the case with them, but it's sad to have respect for people and then, you know, find out stuff like that.
I hope that there's more to the story.
Me
that
too.
like I hope like, you know, this shit happened and then we gotta pause the tour, and then somewhere down the line like some manager, assistant, or like intern's like, okay, send the luggage back, tour's off, and then that shows up and then he calls all angry like, hey, what the fuck? Yeah. And then it's a fight because it's a fight, or you know, whatever. Like, I think 10 years from now we'll get like the behind the scenes book or something.
I mean, you know, it's funny because when you listen to Phil Rudd, who got fired, of course, because he was on meth and paid, so wanted to allegedly have somebody killed or whatever. But the same kind of things went down with him as far as what he was saying. He's like, yeah, no one's talking to me. I'm calling and I don't know if I'm doing the tour. I'm not hearing nothing. And then he just reads it in the paper. And this is the same thing Brian's saying. He called and Angus was just kind of like, yeah, mate. Yeah. And then, you know, he reads that he's there's a guest singer. It's just fucking mind-boggling for two things. One is, do they think they can actually just get another singer and act like it's cool? And two, the fans are going to be furious if they treated him bad like this, because Brian is most people's AC/DC singer. Most people weren't alive when Bon was the singer, you know?
Yeah, it's a bummer. While we're on the topic of bands reuniting and hopefully not fizzling out. Are you going to get a chance to see At the Drive-In, any of the reunion shows?
I'm hosting their first one on, let's see here. I'm hosting the first night on next week, on Wednesday, March 23rd. And I can't even fucking wait. I'm hosting a show. It's a special benefit for for some fundraiser they're doing. And I'm going to host it, and I can't even wait. They're playing the Fonda, and it's going to be complete fucking in fire, man. I mean, that band is fire. I can't wait.
I was a little bit bummed on the last reunion tour. It seemed like they weren't too into it, so I'm hoping that this go around, they're in better spirits, and they seem to all be getting along better and everything now.
Yeah, they're definitely getting along, and I think the first time around was just kind of weird because they were in the middle of Mars Volta, you know, and then all of a sudden they're just doing this drive-in thing for, you know, 6 weeks or whatever it was, and it was just, I don't know if they were ready, but I know that...
Yeah, I think Omar's mom had just died right before the tour, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, if you listen to my podcast, that's what... That's what Cedric talks about. He said it was a dark time. But now, Cedric and Omar are fucking tighter than ever. And they just did that band, you know, Anti-Mask. And I hung out with them about 6 months ago. And they were just fantastic and great moods and shit. So, like I said, my dream is to watch them go out and do At the Drive-In, Mars Volta, and Anti-Mask, and that other dub band they did, all in one night.
De facto, yeah.
Yeah, that would be fucking sick. Just a history of those two guys, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, dude.
I'm going to hit up Chicago and Detroit. Chicago's a few months before Detroit, so just in case things fizzle out, I figured I have a better chance of seeing them at least once.
God, it's going to be sick.
Yeah.
Going to be sick. Right on, man. Thank you for the support, too, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. I got to go to the doctor.
Let me know. Hope it goes well.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'm
up. Lay off that health food, dude. Go pick up some gummy colas on your way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Get a soda. Get some caffeine.
Yeah. I love you, dude. What do you got this week? I'm going to be at the Comedy Store tomorrow night. It's only a dollar. Ari Shaffir and I.
Dollar Comedy Show. What do they call it?
Dollar Show.
Dollar.
I'm at the Comedy Store every night this week, so come see me.
Give me
every
one
night.
Of those nights. Yeah, I'll take one of those nights.
And then come see Spicer and I April 22-23 at La Jolla. Also, I'll be in Reno, Laugh Factory. May 17th through the 22nd, and Denver Comedy Works headlining June 28th through July 2nd.
Dope. If you're in LA, I'm doing a show called Cartoon Graveyard this Friday, and then a show that I'm putting together for the first time at the Improv Lab is the 31st, Thursday the 31st. Dean and I is going to be there. Brian Redman's going to be on there. A few other people. It's a late night show at the Improv Lab. It'll be fun/crazy/weird.
Is it free?
We'll see how it fucking goes. I think it's $5.
All right, cool.
But if you're a comic, it's free. We'll end it with the mic and just go as late as they let us go. Yeah. So it's 31st. Dope.
Candles lit. See you guys.